Roadkill by Zoe Sharp. Read by Claire Corbett. Chapter 1. I swung the sledgehammer in a sweeping arc over my shoulder and smashed it downwards into the wall in front of me, allowing the sledge's own weight and momentum to do half the work. Every dozen blows or so, I stopped to let the billowing dust subside and to take a breather. It was hard, hot, back-breaking work. Straightening up was something to be approached with caution, hearing the snap and pop as my spine realigned itself. The constant jarring through my hands was starting to make my left arm ache, where I'd last had it broken a year and a half before. I rubbed at it, feeling the calcified ridges on the bones of my forearm, and wondered if there was still a weakness there. It was a bright Sunday in early August. I'd been beating the hell out of the bedroom walls of my new home practically since sunrise, and, as therapy went, it was doing me the power of good. I propped the sledge in the corner and gauged the time by the shadow the sunlight was casting into the room's dirty interior. A little after 12 o'clock, at a guess. My old wristwatch had clogged with grit and finally given up the ghost days ago, and I hadn't yet had the need, or the inclination, to venture out and get another. It was during one of these brief periods of inactivity that I heard the distinctive sound of a motorbike being caned up the long, dragging hill towards the cottage. I crossed to the open first-floor window, stepping carefully over lumps of fallen masonry and plaster that signified my morning's work so far, and hung out across the sill. Easier said than done. The cottage was built somewhere towards the end of the 19th century, with rubble-filled walls of local stone, a couple of feet thick. The road was almost straight, but it dipped occasionally out of sight.